From the outside, Ramble on Pearl seems like a typical little clothing boutique in downtown Boulder. They have clothes and accessories from some of the leading lifestyle clothing brands. But look a little closer, and you will find that this business has an additional mission. Started in 2014 by Andy and Connie Minden, Ramble on Pearl serves as an on-the-job employment training program for adults with developmental disabilities.
I'm just letting you know, my name's Brian, and if you have questions, please let me know. And I can give you a dressing room if you need it.
Thank you.
Brian Sue has been working at Ramble for 3 months.
Okay, so you know I'm Brian, right? Okay, so we're a nonprofit clothing store. We sell a lot of stuff like clothing, jewelry, sunglasses, and we have a lot of new brands. We have some brands like Tone & Co.
What's special about Tone & Co?
They do distribution for adults with developmental disabilities.
Store co-founder Andy Minden says the inspiration for Ramble on Pearl came from their daughter.
My wife and I are blessed with a daughter who has special needs. And so when she was getting out of the public schools a few years back, we were kind of noticing that for her and her peers, it's sort of like, what do we do next? Where does our life go? Everyone else kind of gets plugged into the plan of college or jobs and stuff like that, but the opportunities for that population are not quite as obvious.
So Minden and his wife decided to create a clothing store with an apprenticeship program where adults with disabilities can learn employment skills and prepare them for other jobs in the community.
The apprentice program is a paid opportunity for individuals with disabilities to come into the store and develop employment skills that really make them marketable to community employers.
That's Kristen Staisgull, the apprentice program manager at Ramble. She says the program allows individuals to develop the hard and soft skills of employment, such as counting change or customer service.
We try to develop both of those so that no matter what the apprentice wants to go into in terms of their future employment, that they're going to be set up to be really successful.
In the United States, the current unemployment rate for people without disability is about 4.7%. For people with disabilities, it's roughly 9%. This difference highlights the difficulty for people with disabilities to find employment.
These are the men's wallets here. Bench. It says bench on it. And then these are Blue Planet eyewear. Blue Planet eyewear.
Once an apprentice graduates from the program, they have support from a Ramble job coach to help them find a job and make the transition into the new work as smooth as possible. Apprentice Brian Sue says he wants a job so he can be more independent.
I'm going to have my own apartment, get married, and maybe have kids.
While Ramble is a clothing retail store, their graduates have gone on to work in a variety of settings. Brian wants to work in a restaurant. Another graduate works for the Humane Society. Staisgull says she thinks it's important that the program allows apprentices to decide what they want to do next in their lives.
We all get that opportunity. We all get to decide if we're going to go to college, where we're going to go to college, and everyone deserves to have that opportunity. And it's very important to me that the apprentices decide where they want to end up and that Ramble is merely a catalyst to get them to wherever their goal employment is.
Ramble partners with many businesses around Boulder who employ one or more of their graduates. Penny Wheeler, a graduate from the apprenticeship program, now works for Clutter Consignment. She says the apprenticeship at Ramble helped to get her where she is now.
It taught me how to be independent and how to do things and how to run the register and how to, you know, we don't do clothes here, but we do everything else. But it just taught me how to be, I guess, independent person. Even with disability I have, but still taught me how to be somebody who wants to be on their own.
In the first year, Ramble on Pearl graduated 6 apprentices. Now, 2.5 years later, they have 6 apprentices working at one time. Moving forward, they hope to develop the program to include different types of work, so individuals not inclined to work in customer service can participate as well. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.